On Midwest Week, is it all over for the Rock Island County Courthouse? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Hayden, reporter for the Dispatch and Argus. Last month, the Rock Island County Board held what seemed like a final vote on the courthouse. So what was that decision, Sarah?
Well, the county board voted to hand the deed of the courthouse over to the Public Building Commission. It was quite a contentious meeting. It was standing room only with more than 100 people present, many of them speaking out during the public comments period of the speech opposing eventual demolition of the courthouse. But in the end, the board did approve that vote, and there were six who opposed it. And those six board members were Kimberly Calloway Thompson, Edna Sowards, Richard Morthland, Don Johnston, Robert Westfall, and Cecilia O'Brien, who actually shouted no into her microphone. It was quite dramatic.
Now, when you say they handed it over to the Public Building Commission, so the county board didn't vote officially to demolish the courthouse. It sort of said, it's now up to you, to the Public Building Commission?
Yes, correct. Yeah. But that is the intended outcome.
Okay.
So what they're doing is handing the deed of the courthouse over to the Public Building Commission, who will then handle the entire demolition process. They will abate asbestos in the building before it's raised, and then they'll eventually green space that property and install security bollards to protect the Justice Center and annex.
So remind us, what is the Public Building Commission?
The Public Building Commission was a body that was created back in the 1980s for the purpose of building the new Rock Island County Jail. So they stuck around for a while, and their powers were expanded to say, okay, well, now they can build a courthouse. Except that a public referendum was not passed to call it a courthouse, so they had to call it an annex. But it has been decided in this intergovernmental agreement that was approved by the county board on July 17th. Within the language of the agreement, it does state that once the current courthouse has been demolished, the annex will be known as the courthouse moving forward.
Okay. Now, does all of this seem like final decisions? I mean, is it goodbye to the Rock Island County Courthouse?
There are some things that can still come up, some unexpected occurrences, such as part of that intergovernmental agreement with the PBC states that the PBC will spend $1.6 million to do all of that work, abate the asbestos, raise the building, and green space the area. Now, if the PBC runs out of money, there is a clause in the agreement stating that they can abandon the project and turn the property back over to the county. So it could still eventually, in the end, be the county's problem again.
Okay, but as far as we know, the people that were opposed to the demolition are not going to court or doing something along those lines.
I can't speak on behalf of the two preservation groups in this area, and that would be Moline Preservation Society and the Rock Island Preservation Society. I know that they did retain a lawyer trying to look into the legality of using bonds for the demolition, which is what they are. That is money that was bonded for the purpose of building the annex. And so there was a question of legality around the use of that money. So I can't speak for them. I don't know what their end game is, but I do know that this is a very passionate topic, and there's a lot of emotion on both sides, and I don't think that they've been silenced.
Okay. Now, how about the offices that are now in the courthouse? What's going to happen to them, and do we know how soon?
Well, in the courthouse, we still have the county recorder's office, so that would be Kelly Fisher, the county recorder, and her staff, and we also have court services. There still at this time is no location for the recorder and court services to move. They had briefly considered moving Kelly Fisher's office into the county office building, but an engineer study showed that the intended location, which would have been the second floor, cannot sustain the weight of the county historical records.
So really, that's all that's in the courthouse right now? It's just those two offices?
Correct, but okay. There is still daily court activity going on. They still have court every day. Mm-hmm. There's still hearings going on. So it's still being used on a daily basis.
Okay. Now, the Rock Island County office building is pretty old, too. Can it handle, the court services, the recorder? Could the recorder be in the basement? Would that be strong enough for those books?
Well, that would be the logical conclusion, but I think they determined that the basement doesn't have enough space to also move the recorder's office in, because keep in mind, you've got utility rooms down there. That's where the Rock Island County coroner, Brian Gustafson, has his office. And I just don't think that there's room for the recorder's office to move into the basement.
Remind me of this. Part of the problem with the courthouse was lack of maintenance over decades. That's what people said. As it got older, it deteriorated. Did county leaders also neglect the county office building? Did they let it deteriorate too?
That would be the conclusion that I'm hearing from several county officials. That mm-hmm. is, I believe that that the county office building is also in need of quite a bit of renovation and ongoing repair.
And has anyone said anything about making these repairs or setting aside money for them? Or has there been any talk about them yet that you've heard of?
Not that I've heard of.
Okay. Because I remember talking to one of the opponents of the demolition, and he was talking about the safety aspects of the county office building, that the stairways were open and things like that, that he thought made it a safety hazard for county employees.
Well, as someone who goes up and down those stairs enough, I would say that the stairs scare me because they are rather steep and there's not really a good railing to hold on to. So I'm a fan of the elevator, which is also kind of a shaky situation because I know that they've often had to have the repairmen in to take care of the elevator in that building. So mm-hmm. I would agree with him.
Mm-hmm. Now, did it seem like your readers were following this issue closely? Were they interested in the courthouse?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's been quite a bit of feedback and reaction to the entire topic. And like I said, emotions run high on both sides of this situation. You know, it's just, when it comes to tearing down a 123-year-old building, you know, people look at, you know, their sentiment gets involved and they look at the history and what that means to the county. And a lot of the people who have been opposed to demolition, they've got ancestors whose names are actually on a plaque inside the courthouse, that they were part of the body that helped build the courthouse, or maybe the, you know, their grandfather was a workman on the project. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of the community tie with this building goes back decades, and it's a very passionate topic.
Did you get the impression your readers were generally for preservation, or
oh yes,
or split evenly, or anything?
Well, it always comes down to money. You know, yes, and there's also the group that says, yes, I want to save the building, I love the building, but the county can't afford to keep the building. So you've got your pragmatists in the mix as well.
Okay. What a nice mixture. Now remind us, what happens next? Once the county board has voted, the Public Building Commission has made a decision, so what are the steps leading up to whatever happens to the courthouse in the future?
Right. Well, now that the deed has been handed over to the PBC, they went ahead. The next step is that they have to get bids for demolition. Mm-hmm. And assuming that those bids come in below $1.6 million, they'll move forward. Gilbane Building Company, who's the contractor in charge of building the Justice Center Annex, already submitted a demolition timeline for the courthouse, an estimated timeline. And in the end, they hope to have all of the bids accepted by September 28th. They want everyone moved out of the courthouse by November 12th. They want to start abating the asbestos in the building November 26th. And their timeline says they want to begin demolition on December 31st. And I found that date to be interesting because Representative Mike Halpin, State Rep Mike Halpin, recently got legislation passed that was signed by the governor a few weeks ago, and that is allowing for a historic tax credit in the Mississippi River counties in Illinois. Mm-hmm. And so that tax credit, which actually goes into effect January 1st, could apply theoretically to the Rock Island County Courthouse. So it's interesting that their demolition timeline says demo will begin December 31st.